flanked by legislative movers and shakers, Scott signed the bills in a ceremony in his office. The bills will set statewide water policy and expand education and job opportunities for people with disabilities. All three are top priorities for legislative leadership. After clearing the first hurdle, Scott says he's optimistic about the months ahead.
So it's a great start to session. I know we're going to have a great finish to session. I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun all along the way. So.
The most controversial of the three proposals, the water bill would set water flow levels for springs and guidelines for utility companies. Despite some friction, House Speaker Steve Crisafulli shepherded the bill through.
You always have to evolve, and 10 or 20 years down the road will certainly be probably a whole different set of issues at that point. So, but, you know, I think for today, we passed a good bill that modernizes, Florida's water policy, and I think we're in a good posture to move forward with water policy in the state.
Scott signed the water bill without hesitation, though environmentalists and former Governor Bob Graham called for a veto. House Minority Leader Mark Pafford is one of those dissenting voices.
You know, this was always supposed to be a comprehensive water bill, and I don't believe it was. And I think, frankly, it's geared towards ag. I think over the next number of years, you'll find how expensive it's going to be to the taxpayer.
Senator Don Gates of Destin sponsored the Education Options Bill, which will expand scholarships and pave the way to college for people with disabilities. While presenting the bill on the Senate floor, Gates said the proposal is groundbreaking.
If we pass this bill, Florida will be the nation's leader in providing educational choice and opportunity for children with unique abilities. We'll be the nation's leader.
Ultimately, the Ed Bill passed unanimously with the support of Senate President Andy Gardner. The lawmaker's son Andrew has Down syndrome, and the family is passionate about disability rights. Before the bill passed, Gardner took the time to recognize his wife, Camille.
I'd love to sit here and say I sit around and come up with all these great ideas. But as you guys know, there is one person that does. And I cannot allow this bill to leave this Senate without recognizing Camille.
Senator Jeremy Ring of Margate pushed the Job Opportunities Bill with support from Dorothy Huckel of Port Orange and Nancy Dietert of Venice. By boosting financial literacy and job training, the lawmakers hope to pave the way towards fiscal security for people with disabilities. Governor Scott calls jobs a stepping stone to independence.
If you just go back to think about any family, our weakest, our poorest, our most disadvantaged, what do you want to do? Give them a job. It's the most important thing we can do. I have not met one person in the state that didn't want to be independent, and it starts with a job.
Capitol observers see smooth passage of these bills boding well for a legislature trying to stay on the same page. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.